the Akum Shebizmaneno, are they considered Oivdei Avodah Zarah, or are they not considered Oivdei Avodah Zarah? So really, the background to this, just to come to up to speed, is the Ramah in Or HaChaim, Simin Kuf Nun Vav, Uboy Se'if Echad. So the Mechaber over there says that you shouldn't be partners with an Oivid Koichavim, and the reason is because in the context of the partnership, the Oivid Koichavim may have to swear, and if he's going to swear, he's going to swear in the name of his Avodah Zarah, and you will have caused the name of an Avodah Zarah to be mentioned, which is something that you're not allowed to do, as it says in the Torah, V'shem Elohim Achem Lo Yisaskiru Lo Yisham Alpicha. Says the Rambam, V'yesh Makilim Basir Shutfes Ha'akim Bezman Hazeh. There are people that are makel nowadays. Mishum She'ein Ha'akim Bezman Hazeh Nishpoim Ba'Avodah Salilim. Because today the Akim don't swear anymore in the names of Avodah Zarah. V'af Agav De Maskirim Ho Avodah Salilim. And even though they do mention some form of Avodah Salilim, Mikomakim stating that Kavanasim Lo Yisra Shemayim V'Aretz. Their Kavanah really is the creator of heaven and earth. Elushem Mishtatfin Shem Shemayim V'Davar. However, what they do is they're mishtatef together with the creator of heaven and earth, a davar achar, and you don't find anywhere that there's an issel lifnei evil leisita michshol to cause an oivik koychavim to mention the name of the boirei shemayim v'aretz and avodah zara, darei eina muzaran ala shituf. Because although an oivik avodah zara is not allowed to be an Oved Avodah Zarah, right? A Ben Noyach is not allowed to do Avodah Zarah. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. But at the same time, they're not Muzer on Shituf, and being that this is being done by Shituf, in this instance, it's not going to be a problem. And at first glance, what it sounds like the Ramah saying is that even though one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noyach is Avodah Zarah, but at the same time, there is no Isser Shituf. In other words, a Yid is not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah, even if it means he's going to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Avodah Zarah, because a Yid is Muzer on Shituf. And the Makar is the Gemara Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, Reb Shim Ba'yichai's Memra, it says, Bilti Lashem Levadai Zoyveach Lo Elohim Yocharam Bilti Lahavaya Levadai. And from Bilti Lahavaya Levadai, we learn you're only allowed to serve Hashem, not even Beshituf are you allowed to serve Avodah Zarah. Oh, but the Ramos seems to be saying that as it comes to a Ben Noyach, who also has an Isra Avodah Zarah, it's only to only worship Avodah Zarah. But if he's going to worship the Beirei Shemayim V'aretz, and he's going to be Meshate for Davar Acher, like the Neitzrim, for example, that is not going to be considered Avodah Zarah. Now, the Makar to the Ramah is Toysus and Becheris, Daf Bezim and Bez, Toysus and Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel and Bez. Stating that, we mentioned Ba'arichos, that there's a tshuva from the Neidah Yehuda, which the Velt mistakenly refers to as a tshuva from the Neidah Yehuda. Not true. It's one of the 70 tshuvas in Madura Tinyana that was written to me, Ben HaMechaber, from the great Goyin Rav Shmuel Landau, who said that I believe that the Velt is making a tois in this Ramah. The Velt is making a tois in that toisvis. The Ramah and toisvis never meant to say that Bnei Noach are not Muzer on Shituf. Of course they're Muzer on Shituf. But rather, the Ramah and toisvis were talking specifically about the Isser, Shem Elohim Achim Leisaskiru Lo Yisham Alpicha. And it's regarding this Isser, it's regarding this Isser that the Ramos paskining based on Shitas Toisves, that the only time it's Asa to be Masker Shem Elohim Acherim for a Ben Noyach is if he's going to only mention the shame of Avodah Zarah. But if there's going to be a Shituf, then it's not going to be a problem. So Toisves and the Ramos Psach is discussing the Isser of Shem Elohim Acherim Saskir Lo Yisham Apicha. It doesn't mean that a Ben Noyach that's Oyved Avodah Zarah B'Shituf, that in of itself is not going to be a problem. And we said that even though this is Mefursim from the Noyde B'Yehuda, or more accurately, from Tshuvas Noyde B'Yehuda, but really there were so many G'dayli Achroinim that said this as well. Rabbi Yoina Landstorfer in his Shailos Tshuvas Mil Tzedaka, Rabbi Rafal Hamburger in his Shailos Tshuvas V'Shavakoyin, the Shara Frayim, Rabbi Kiv Eger in a Tshuva to his son, Rabbi Shloime Eger, the Prima Godin, so many G'dayli Achroinim. One of the Achroinim that we mentioned that was Mechavan to this Chiddush is the Hilig Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is a Gois and Shulchan Aruch on this halacha right here. On this Ramah in Eruchayim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. He says, quote, "Uleinyan Oivdei HaShilosh," as it relates to those that are Oivdei HaShilosh. Of course, he means the Noitzrim who worship the Trinity. Hence, the Shilosh. Ayin b'shayos v'tshuvah shara frayin simichav dalin. U b'shayos v'tshuvah mil tzedakah simichav beis. V'ayin b'prima godin b'simen zeh. Ve'ha'ikr de ben noyach nerag al avodas ha'shituf. A ben noyach is nerag for avodas ha'shituf. So it's also the shita of the Halag Chasam Sofer, which segues us in to the Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush. And that is that on Erev Shabbos, I had the schos, it's always a schos, to speak Ba'arichos with Yedidi Hagoyin Hagadol, Rav Moshe Shlomiok Shlita Baal Oitzris Chasam Sofer. And he shared with me a Dover Nifla. And a lot of this is printed in Oitzris Chasam Sofer. Some of it is in Parshas Bereishis, page Tzadik Zayin, and some of it is in Parshas Noach, page Reish Yodalid. And from there, you can refer to the footnotes and the footnotes, Ben Benoishal footnotes, Ein Shom Vitehena. But Bekitzer, Rav Moshe Shlomiok was malakate from many places in the Torah of the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer seems to say not like what he wrote in his Agos and Shulchan Aruch. And the sheet of the Chasam Sofer seems to be mitoich svarov, that really a Ben Noach is not muzer on sheetov. And again, the nafka mirna, if a Ben Noach is muzer on sheetov and not muzer on sheetov, is absolutely flabbergasting. It is not shayach how big the nafka mirna is. I'm trying to find an expression that brings out this point. It's an incredible nafka mirna, because here's the question: are noitzrim if they have a desire, are they not if they have a desire? I mean, that's a pretty big question. The whole Masechta Avodah Zarah is an afkamina, whether yes or whether not. So, if Ben Noach is muzer on shituf, then the answer is they're going to be Oivdei Avodah Zarah. If they're not muzer on shituf, Avodah Sashilush is not considered Avodah Zarah. Now, by the way, as it relates to the Yishma'elim, that we covered clearly. That's often in Rambam's and Rabbi Avadya in his Tshuva says without a question, it's not even a sugya. For sure, they're not considered Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So if the Yishma'elim are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah and the Noitzrim are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, well, then you're going to have to travel to the Far East somewhere to find a real Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And this is really not going to be so negay. Certainly not as relates to the Akim Shabbos Manir. But the Sofer seems to be going with the Mahalach of all the Gedolei Achronim that learnt up in the Ramban and Tosfos that they only met regarding the Isser of Shem Lemechem Leisikir Lo Yisham Alpicha, but Be'etzem Ben Noach is Muzeran Shittov, stating that, said Rav Moshe Shlomiok, that if you look around in the Torah, the Chasam Sofer, it's very not Poshet. Now, the truth is, there's so many Chasam Sofers now that Rav Moshe Shlomiok was Malakit that we could speak out, but I'm just going to mention two. Only because of a specific Aydi de Chavivaleh. The first one is the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, and this is in Perek Yud, Halacha is Tes and Halacha is Yud. These are very, very, very important Rambams. Rambam says as follows. Again, we're learning Masechta Avodah Zarah now. So really, this is all Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'usa Inyan to what we're learning. This is classic Ben Benoishal classic. So the Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha, Tes, Hilchas Melachim, he's talking about Bnei Noach. Says the Rambam, Akum She'asuk Ba'Torah Chayv Mis. A guy that learns Torah is Chayv Mis. He's allowed to learn Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. In fact, we learned the Gemara together, we deserve Afkim Lamed Aleph, that if Ben Noach, a guy, learns the Torah of his Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, he's mamish like the Kohen Gadol that goes lefnei velefnim on Yom Kippur. But as it relates to other mitzvahs, Akum she'asik ba'Torah is chayv misa. V'chein Akum she'shavas, afilu b'yoyim yemoysachol. A guy that rests, even if he does it on a weekday, not on Shabbos per se. I'm also oisay la'atzmei k'moy Shabbos. If he treats that day like we treat our Shabbos, chayim misa. Ve'in tzarech loymer goes without say. I'm also moy le'atzmei. If he makes a yontif, Shabbos is a problem. Moy it's even worse. Chloloy shaldaver says the Rambam. Ein manich noisay lechadish das. We don't allow the akums to be mechadish a das. Ve'lasoy mitzvahs la'atzmei midaita. And just to do mitzvahs. El. A guy wants to do more than the Sheva Mitzvahs, we give him two choices. Oh, yeah, Ger Tzedek, become a Ger Tzedek, V'yikabel kol ha-mitzvahs. Or yamoid b'tayrosai, or do your seven mitzvahs, v'lo yoyse v'lo yigra. Mamish has like a lava baltois. Vim asak b'tayrosai, says the Rambam, oy shavas, oy chidesh davar, makin oysai v'oynchen oysai, umaydiin oysai shuchai misaze, avol einoi, nerek. This is what the Rambam says. So the Rambam says that a guy that learns Torah is Chai Misa, a guy that's Shavas is Chai Misa, Kloloi Shaldavar in Manich and Oysa L'chadish Das, V'lasa is Mitzvah is La'atzma is Midaita. You can't just make up stuff. You learn Torah, keep Shabbos, you have two choices. Oh, yeah, Ger Tzedek, be Mekabal all the Mitzvahs, or Yamei B'Tayrosai, V'lo Yosef, V'lo Yigra. This might be the most famous Rambam no one ever heard. I mean, it's a very big Rambam over here. Now, just let's take apart this Rambam before we even start. And that is, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam saying, everybody knows the Gemara that says, a guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayv Misa. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows the Gemara that says, a guy that learns Torah, it's a bad thing, right? Says the Rambam, don't think that when the Torah and Chazal singled out those two in Yonim. It's only those two. It's not only those two. It's true for everything. In fact, there's a klal over here, right? The Rambam klalalizes this, right? Turns this into a klal. Klal oishal davar, ein manichin oisoy lechadish das velaseis mitzvahs latzom yidaitam. Pasha, you learn those gemaras, it's this, it's that. No! There's a klal. That's what klal oishal davar means. This is not a prat. This is a klal. Oh, yeah, Garrett Sedek, for your Kabul, call a mitzvah, a yamid, betayrosa, velo yosa, velo yiga. Good? This is halacha test. Ready for halacha yud? You're sitting or you're standing. Says the Rambam, the noyach, shirotzalas, is mitzvah, sham mitzvah, tayro. The noyach that wants to be moisef mitzvah, g'day le Kabul, schar. Because why not? I'll be an ain't mitzvah voice, let me get rewards. Ain't mine an oisai, las, oisai, kal chasa. Knock yourself out. You want to do it? Do it all day, every day. From heavy oil, he brings a carbon oil. Mekablim yemenu. Nasan staka. Mekablim yemenu. V'yirali, the Rambam says, nois and nois laniya Yisrael. Not just that. Oh, you can support yeshivas. You can give it to Aniya Yisrael. Why? Hayovu nizay mi Yisrael. Being that he's supported by the Eden. U'mitzvah leim lach yosei. And in fact, there's a mitzvah to help him. So if there's mitzvah to help him, we can take his stock and give it to Aniya Yisrael. Avala goy shenos an stocko. But a goy that gives stock and mekabu mimenu, we take him with a nois and nois laniya goyim. Then we're going to give it to Aniya goyim. Frank the Heligach Sam Seifer, I poshi don't know how to make heads and tails from these two Rambams. The Rambam in Halacha Tes says that if a guy wants to do mitzvahs, he can. Klol eich al dover, ein manich anoyz al chadish das v'las es mitzvah la'atz v'mi dait. Elo oyir gerit sedevi kabel kol ha-mitzvah yam b'teiros v'lo yoysa v'lo yigra. And then in Halacha Yod, b'no yach sherot z'las es mitzvah m'sham mitzvah sa teiro, k'dei lo kabel schar, ein moin anoyz l'as es oysa kol chasa. And the Chasam Sofer says this is from the most blatant steers of all time. Between two Rambams, mamish one Rambam after the next. Halacha Tes, a guy can't do more mitzvahs. And Halacha Yod, if he wants to do more mitzvahs, gesum teiv, go do more mitzvahs. What's pshat over here? And then the Chasam Sofer goes and he asks another five or six kashas, kasha after kasha after kasha. By the way, this Chasam Sofer, if you want to look it up, is al hashas mesach the Sanhedrin daf nun tes. And the Chasam Sofer fears this with a line. He says v'sha'alti pi chachamim. So I'll be honest, I was so lost. I asked the chachamim v'chol echad poyne ledarkoi lechalik ben aprokim b'dvarim she'in miskablen. I heard different etzes, but everything I heard is a davar she'in miskabel, v'tzichin rayu minyan, and everything that they were saying, all these chedushim need rayas and votes. I didn't hear anything that's miskabel al adas. So the Chasam Sofer says, I couldn't come up with a pshat myself, v'sho'alti piyach hachomim, and there was no one who was able to tell me anything that to me was a davar ha-miskabel. This is what the Heilige Chasam Sofer said. And again, there's so many kashas that the Chasam Sofer asks, Ayin Shom, if you want to see it inside, but the ikr kasha asher negel in your nenu is this theorem. So says the Chasam Sofer, that because of everything that's going on over here, I'm going to tell you what I think pshat in this Rambam is. I think pshat in this Rambam is that in Halacha Tes, the Rambam starts off Akum Sha'asik Bater Chai Misa. Some have an edited version, a censored version that says Goy Sha'asik Bater. But Akum Sha'asik Bater Chai Misa. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam says Benoyach. So the Chasam Sofer says, I think the chiluk is, one is talking about an akum, and the other one is talking about a ben noyach. What's the difference? They're the same thing, right? No, it's not the same thing. An akum means an eni Yehudi, but what is the literal taich of an akum? Oivdei koichavim b'mazolis. He's an oivid avodah zarah. A ben noyach is an eni Yehudi, yeah. But what's the literal taich of a ben noyach? He's an enikol, he's from the tzetzoy of noyach. Noyach ish tzadik, tamimayah b'day roysof. He wasn't chayiv in Torah mitzvahs. Right? All the raid at Yisrael, not Yisrael, starts from Avram Avinu, not Noyach. But sheva mitzvahs b'day Noyach, that for sure, yeah. The akum she'osek b'Torah, the goy, the eni Yehudi of Halacha Tes, is an oivet avodah zarah. The ben Noyach of Halacha Yud, says the Chasam Sofer, that's talking about somebody that keeps the sheva mitzvah b'nei Noyach. What's the difference? What's the difference? So if someone's an Oved Avodah Zarah and he wants to do more mitzvahs, we're not going to allow him to do more mitzvahs. But if someone is keeping the sheva mitzvah b'nei Noyach, he's a ben Noyach, like Noyach Aleh, and he wants to do more mitzvahs, that person we're going to allow to be Moisef in Torah mitzvahs. Says the Chasam Sofer, I'm going to tell you what the chiluk is. You ready? Dover Nifla Mamish. He says, because an Oved Avodah Zarah, when he's Oved Avodah Zarah, what does he have in mind? He has a mind as Avodah Zarah. Being that he has a mind as Avodah Zarah, so if you're going to tell him, yeah, put on tefillin now. You want to put on tefillin, put on tefillin. You want to learn Torah, learn Torah. Who is he learning Torah for? He's learning Torah for his ketchka. See, you're being moist within his Avodah Zarah. But says the Chasam Sofer, one second. That's not fair. If he's putting on tefillin, probably because he wants to serve the God of the Jews. Then why else is he putting on tefillin? See, he wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chassam Sofer, true. But if he's an Oved Avodah Zarah, he also has his in Zin as Avodah Zarah. Oh, but zok the Chassam Sofer, one second. That's Shituf. Everybody knows it's an Ofen Ramah, Ben Noach is a Muzer on Shituf. So he could do Shituf all day. What's the problem? So, because he's also an Oved Avodah Zarah, but he has a mind the Abishta, he'll be Meshatif. Who cares? He's not Muzer on Shituf. Says the Chassam Sofer, Veruin Advarm Lomisham Ram. It's true, Ben Noach is not Muzer on Shituf. But the Torah, this is the punchline of the Rambam. This is such fire. The Torah said what it's mutter for a ben noach to do b'shitof. The Torah said seven mitzvahs. And if you do these seven mitzvahs, because this is what you're supposed to do, and you have in mind not only the Beir Shemayim Varet, but you also have in mind your Avodah Zarah, that's fine. Because a ben noach is a muzer on shitof, and we understand that. That's okay. That's, you want to be a noitzri, that's fine. You're a ben noach. You're allowed to be a noitzri. He's not muzer on shitof. But at the same time, only what we know he's allowed to do. But Eloch Haboy Eloch Hidusha. And if he wants to go and be Moisif in his Avodah B'Shituf, that's already crossing the line. And that you can't do. So if he wants to keep Torah mitzvahs, being that we know he's going to be Ovid B'Shituf, so it comes out we're facilitating an Avodah B'Shituf, and that's not, what do you mean, Ben Noach is not Muzer on Shituf? That's true, Ben Noach is not Muzer on Shituf. Klapi where the Torah was Megala that he's not Muzer on Shituf. Klapi the Zayim mitzvahs, that's his Avodah where he's not Muzer on Shituf. But Avifel, he wants to go now, and he wants to be Moisif. So that already he can't do, because now he's violating Issa Shituf. I thought he's not Muzer on Shituf. He's not Muzer on Shituf for what we know he's not Muzer on. But you're going to go ahead and you're going to be Mechadish, new mitzvahs, where you're going to be Oyvi B'Shituf. For Fazoy Vait, there's already a problem of being Oyvi B'Shituf. And that's not something he's allowed to do. That's Ram Malacha Tef. And Lacha Yudram says Benoyach. Oh, Benoyach, he's not Oyvi Davai Dazar. He's not Oyvi Davai Dazar. That's perfect. You want to do more mitzvahs? Adarab, but do mitzvahs. Anyway, he's not being Oyvi Davai Dazar. But the Chassam Sofer doubles down a drop. He says, I'll prove to you I'm right. Because the Rambam says that in the event that the Ben Noach and Allah Chayut gives stock of a year ali, Yisrael. What do you do with it? So I give it to Aniyah Yisrael. Hayobu nizin mi Yisrael. Because being that this person is supported by Yisrael, and Yidin have a mitzvah to be Machayim. Where do you find that Yid has a mitzvah to be Machayah in any Yehudi? Where do you find it? It's a pasuk in the Torah. You find it by the Ger Toshav. It says V'chay Imach. In other words, says the Chassam Sofer, it's mefurish in the Rambam, that the Rambam's talking about someone that's not Oved Avodah Zarah. The truth is, it's mefurish even more than that in the Rambam. It's mefurish in the Rambam that we're dealing here with a Ger Toshav. It's mefurish. Because the Rambam says, Hayovu nizim Yisrael, mitzvah lehem lachyoysay. That's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that in Halacha Tes, the Rambam's talking about an Akum. An Akum is an Oved Avodah Zarah. And if he's going to be Moisef Mitzvahs, it's going to shtal sich zu to his Avodah Zarah. He has in mind the Beir Shemayim Varetz. It's true he has in mind the Beir Shemayim Varetz. But he also has in mind his Getchka. I mean that he also has in mind his Getchka, it's a problem. I have been Noach Zambuzer on the Shituf, that's only for the Sheva Mitzvahs. But if he wants to be Moisef in his Avodah B'Shituf, that's already something that's going to be a problem. Halacha Yudra, I'm talking about a Ger Toshav. Or Ger Toshav Faket. Being that he's a Ger Toshav, it's going to be fine. The Chassam Sofer throws in one more Chiddush here. That's worth mentioning. It's so much here, it's not shaykh. But just one more chiddush that we have to mention. And that is when the Chassam Sofer says that in Halacha here, we're talking about a Ger Toshav. So what's a Ger Toshav? Someone that keeps Sheva Mitzvahs, right? Wrong. What's a Ger Toshav? Rambam says so many times, that's the michtav of Maran Agriz in the end of the Sefer Al Rambam, where the Briskerov makes all the diukim, that a Ger Toshav is someone that's also Mekabel. So the Chassam Sofer says something again. You have to be Chassam Sofer to say all these chiddushim. And that is, a Ger Toshav is not only someone that's Mekabel to keep Sheva Mitzvahs. A Ger Toshav is not only someone that's makabel not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. A Ger Toshav has to be makabel not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Afilu b'shituf. Hesna Maisa. Even though the Chassam Sofer says, I hold that the Noach is not muzer al shituf kipshutai. But a Ger Toshav that makes the Kabbalah, he has to be makabel not to be Oved Afilu b'shituf. I think this Chassam Sofer, maybe, we have to think this through a little bit better, but I think maybe this answers the Shoyl's Kasha, who we know was Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky, in that last Michtav in the Briskerov, where the Shoyl asked the Briskerov, that what's the Kabbalah of a Ger Toshav? A Ger Toshav is anyways Chayiv and Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach. Every Ben Noach is Chayiv and Sheva Mitzvahs. So if a Ben Noach is Chayiv and Sheva Mitzvahs, so what's the Kabbalah? You can't be Makabal something you're ready Mechuv. So the Briskerov said, based on the Diktok of the Gemara, that based on the base, Rav Yatir Goyim. We stole it through to the Chuvas Pnei Yeshua, the Balmagini Shloima. But this Chassam Sofer is a little bit of a giloy, because a Ben Noach is Chayim and Sheva Mitzvahs, but he could be Oved B'Shituf. But a Ger Toshav can't be Oved B'Shituf. You know what the Kabbalah is? I'm only going to serve the creator of the world. And it doesn't only affect Avodah Zarah, it affects all Zion. All Zion mitzvahs, I'm not doing it for a getchka anymore. I can't be Oyvik Echavim Mazolus anymore. I feel a b'shitav, I can't be Oyvik Echavim Mazolus. My Gantz Avodah has to be for Kutcha B'richo Alein. But the bottom line is, what do you see from this Chassam Sofer? This Chassam Sofer screams from the rooftops, Ben Noach is not Muzer Al HaShitov. It's a first Chassam Sofer. I mean, the whole shtickle, the shtickle is mamish fire, but the whole shtickle is Ben Noach is not Muzer Al HaShitov. Mention one more Chassam Sofer. And this is in Teiras Moshe. It's in Parashat Tzav. It's also, again, Aydi Dechaviva Lonu, here in the Chabura, because we've spoken about this in many times. This is a Dvar Agada, and that is, the Medrash says, it's a Shmois Rabba Mem Gimel Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, when he came down, he saw that the Yidden had worshipped the eagles. So what did he do? He broke the Luchas. And Shviras HaLuchas is a very, very big deal, right? Le'inei Kol Yisrael, the last Rashi in Chumash, last words in the Torah is related to Shviras HaLuchas. That's like the final analysis. So the last thing we mentioned about Moshe Rabbeinu is Shviras HaLuchas, which was not Le'inei Kol Yisrael. But the bottom line is, what was the Gracious Zach, this big Indian, this avoid of Shriya Saluches, somehow it seems like it saved the nation. Why was that so critical? So the Medrash says, Mashal Ma David Oimer. There was a Melech that sent a Shliach to be Mekadosh an Isha, and he was Mekadosh Isha. And on the way to meet the Melech, this Isha was Noi Efes, right? She was Mizana Tachtov. And everyone knew that she's dead because the king is going to kill her. I mean, she's the wife of the king, and she goes ahead and she's Mizana, Aluva Kala, Shizinsa, Bateichu, Pasamamish. Like, what's going on over here? It's going to be a big problem. So there was a Sirsa, there was a broker, right? The Shatchan, the person that made this deal happen. So what did he do? He took the Ksuba and he tore it up. Amar, he said, Mutav Shetidain Kipnuya, Veloy Ke'eshesesh. At the very least, he won't be treated like an Eshesesh. Says the Medrash, Kach Osamoisha, Kimish Osisrol, Oisei Maisa, when the Yidin did the ego. So Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the Yidden are going to be punished like an Eishes Ish that was Zinsa Toichu Pasa. There's no hope for Klai Yisrael. So he broke the Luchais. He tore the proverbial Ksuba, and by doing that, he was able to save Klai Yisrael. In the past, we mentioned the Megala Amukos in the beginning of Parshas Balak. Li, Harayat Mukudash Asli, he destroyed the Li, and if you don't have that relationship of Li, so the Achrayas between Klai Yisrael and Kutcha B'Richu is not on the same level, like this is not going to be such a big problem. But the Chassam Sofer in Teiras Moshe brings this Medrash, and he says, Ulafia Nias Daiti Nirli Yashiv, I want to say a little bit of a different Knech. And that is, what was the Chet HaEgel? It was Avodah Zarah, right? But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amud Aleph that Umolei Vuv, it's bringing me back to my Chassam Sofer days, Umolei Vuv, Shebehalucha, this Chayvu Seinem Shal Yisrael Kloya. When the Yidden worshipped the eagle, so they said, Eile Lehecha Yisrael, right? They mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu as taking them out of Mitzrayim, but they also mentioned the eagle. They said it B'Lashon Rabbim. Umolei Vav, we're not for the fact that they said a B'Lashon Rabbim, Klai Yisrael would have been wiped out. Why? Because when they worshipped the eagle, they worshipped the eagle, but it was Shitov. Because they were worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were also worshipping the eagle. They were doing Vav, both. But we're not for the Vav, had it not been B'Lashon Rabbim, we'd be wiped out. We wouldn't stand a chance. The only reason we have a chance is because it was done B'Shitov. So said the Chassam Sofer, the eagle, the Gemara says, was Avodah Zarah B'Shitov. A Yid is not allowed to be Ovid Avodah Zarah B'Shitov. Bilti L'Hashem Levadai. But a Ben Noach? Everyone knows the Ramah. Based on Tosis and Becheres, based on the base, and Sanhedrin, Sama, Gimel, Abba, base. A Ben Noach is not Muzer Al HaShitov. So you know what the Eitzah Moed Shrabbeinu was? He went ahead and he broke the, tore the Ksuba. If he tore the Ksuba, so now Klai Yisrael are not Yisraelim. You know what they are? They're Pnuya. They're Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach, you don't have to worry about the Chet Egel. It's not a problem. What do you mean? It's a Avodah Zarah. Ben Noach is also Muzer Avodah Zarah. Because it was Shittuf, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sama, Gimel, Abba, base. So for that reason, it's not going to be. But what do you see from this, Chassam Sofer? What do you mean? Everybody knows the Ramah. Everyone knows Tosfos. Ben Noach is not Muzer Al HaShittuf. In fact, Rav Moshe Shlomiak in Parashas Bereishis and footnote Tofhei, he says as follows. He says, I'm going to be minded to you a little bit of the Mar Mekoymes, where the Chassam Sofer says this Inyan, that Ben Noach is not Muzer Al HaShittuf. It's in Drashas Chassam Sofer, these are the old Drashas, Daf Kuf Ayin Ches Tur Gimel. It's in Joshua's Chsam Soifer Chela Gimel Amid Kuf Yud Aleph. It's in Chsam Soifer in Parashas Va'era Amid Lamites. It's in Chdush Chsam Soifer Mesechtes Gittin Daphnen Zayin Amidays. The Chdush Chsam Soifer Sanhedrin Daphnen Test. That's the Shtigal Torah that we spoke out. Teres Moshe Parashas Vayishlach Amid Kuf Membeis. Teres Moshe Parashas Kisisa Amid Chav Dalet. Teres Moshe Parashas Sab Amid Chav Zayin. That's what we spoke out. And in Drusha Va'agadis Amid Nun Aleph. All these places, the Chsam Soifer says the same thing. All these places, Chsam Soifer says that Ben Noach is not muzer al hashitov mamish kipshuta. In fact, he says that you want to know maybe where the Chsam Soifer got it from? Look at the Torah of the Hafla. In Sefer HaMakna Kedushan Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. In Ponim Yofis, in the end of Parashas Noach. In Ponim Yofis, in the end of Parashas Vayetze. In Ponim Yofis, in Parashas Shmini, and in Parashas Pinchas. And not just that, if you have the Nuksav Yad Madura, Madura Tinyon, in Parashas Bereshis, there too the Ponim Yofis says, the Hafla said it, Kama Vakama Pomim also. So it's in the Chsam Sofer, and it comes from the Rebbe, the Chsam Sofer, the Hafla, that Ben Noach Kipshutai is not Muzer al Hashitof, Kana Ben Shoyl. So what's going on over here? It's a big problem. The Chsam Soifer is Agoyis. He brings the Mar Mekoymus, and it sounds like he went like the Gedolei Achroinim, who all held that the Ramah only meant it klapi this one zach. But as it relates to Ben Noach bin Muzar, Shevada Ben Noach is Muzar, Chalila, the Noisim Shebizmanenu, the Oivdei Ashilosh, all Oivdei Vaidazar, it's Befurish and Agoyis Chsam Soifer. And here, Ramosh and Shlomo Yaak was Moina 10 different places, Chsam Soifers and Aflaws all over the place. But the Chsam Soifer says not that way. Shlomo Yaak said that it could be Ruba the Ruba of these Chsam Soifers in the world of Drush. Maybe there's a chilek between the Ilam of Drush and the Ilam of Halacha, right? There's Halacha, the Meirin Kei. In Halacha, we go like all these Machmirim. It's very sussum. It's very, very sussum. It's not clear. But I just want to end with one last beautiful Maramaka. And this Rav Shlomo Yaak told me in the Torah Shabbat Peh. This is not mentioned anywhere in the Oysters Chsam Soifer. And that is, there's a Sefer. It's called Kerem Shloima. This Sefer Kerem Shloima was written by a great Goyen whose name was Reb Shloima Haas. Reb Shloima Haas was the Av Bezdin of Dresnitz. If you know, you know. Previously, he had been the Av Bezdin of Holoshov, which, if you know, you know. But the bottom line is that Reb Shloima Haas, this great Goyen, he wrote a Sefer Kerem Shloima. And he sent it to the Chsam Soifer to review, and the Chsam Soifer reviewed it, and he gave him a haskama on the Sefer. He gives him a glowing haskama. Now, we mentioned that Reb Shloima Haas, before he became Rav in Dresnitz, he was Rav in Holoshov. Who is the famous Rav of Holoshov? The Shach, who, by the way, was also Rav in Dresnitz. The Shach was Rav in Dresnitz, then became Rav in Holoshov. Reb Shloima Haas was Rav in Holoshov, then he became Rav in Dresnitz. But either way, so the Shach was the Rav in Holoshov. And he said when he was in Holoshov, he came across a Ksav Yad. A Ksav Yad from the Shach, it's a drosha on the Haggadah Shal Pesach, on the Kama Mailois Toivois Ukfulois, right, the Dayenus. And the Shach writes this beautiful drosha. And he says, I'm printing the Sefer now, and I found this drosha from the Shach. It's never seen the light of day, and I want to print it. It's like this Develt is going to know about this drosha. And at the end of his Sefer, the last pages of the Sefer, he has this drosha from the Shach. So the Chsam Sofer, in his Haskama to the Sefer Kerem Shloima, so he writes as follows. So he says, he went through the Sefer, and it's not Shaykh. He says, I don't know how this Yid was able to write as much as he wrote. Must be because he's learning Torah Lishma. And the Mishnah says, Kol Loim Torah Lishma Zeich L'Dvar Harbe. This is what he writes in the Haskama. And then he says as follows. V'oy Kideish Gefen Yechidi. Kerem Shloima, right? V'oy Kideish Gefen Yechidi. Ki Hikra Hashem L'Yadoi, Drush Echad, Miksivas Yadoi, Shal Bal HaShach, Zeichet Tzadok L'Vracha, Shahoya Av Bezen Bekila Kedoi Shaholoshav. He said he had stumbled upon this drusha. Says the Chsam Soifer, we're going to enjoy this because we just had this in the daf yesterday. Mokam Sheyipol Ha'etz, Sham Yir Peiroisav. It makes a lot of sense he would have found it. Because don't Chazal say Mokam Sheyipol Ha'etz, Sham Yir Peiroisav. We had that with the Brisa of Bar Kappara. Right, in that city where Bar Kappara lived, in Parvod, there was someone that knew a Brisa of Bar Kappara. Because Mokam Sheyipol Ha'etz, his mom is quoted our Gemara. But either way, Mokam Sheyipol Ha'etz, Sham Yir Peiroisav, Pre Kodesh Shilulam. What is it? It's a Drush Nechmad V'Noyin, Al Tesvav Toivois Kfula. I went through this drasha and I said, had he written the Sefer only for that, what's the next word? Dayenu, that would have been enough. This is what the Chsam Sofer writes. Rav Shlomo Yaak said that he went through said he went through the drasha. The Adarka lent the drasha a little bit. A drasha that the Chassam Sofer gave such a scum on. A drasha from the Shach. Go find drush from the Shach. I challenge you. And by the way, in case you're wondering, Shach al HaTayr was not written by the Shach. Shach al HaTayr comes from the Talmidei Ari. So it's not from the Shach. So go find a drasha that's 6 pages long. Tzvi's going to have to do something about this. But go find a drasha that's 6 pages long from the Shach. But either way, so if you go through that drasha, so one of the things that the Shach says is like this. Everyone knows that when the Yidden came to the Yom Suf didn't want to split. Why? Because the Yom Suf said, Halalu Oivde Avodah Zarah. The halal wave the Avodah Zarah. Right, what's going on over here? Now, the emes is, the Yidden wave the Avodah Zarah. It's true, they wave the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, says the Shach. But now already, they did tshuva. So they did tshuva, they're not wave the Avodah Zarah anymore. But it's not so pashit. Why? Because we know that they had the Pesel Micha with them. Pesel Micha went along the Yam Suf with them. Oh, but says the Shach, even though they had the Pesel Micha, even though they had the Pesel Micha, but at the same time, they were also being over Hashem. So if they were also being over Hashem, well, at this point, then L'chaira, it shouldn't be a problem because they're being over Hashem. The answer would be, it's true they're being over Hashem, but they're also being over the Pesel Micha. In other words, Shituf. So essentially, what was this face-off over here? The Sarish Shayam doesn't want to split. Halal Oiv Davay Dazar, Halal Oiv Davay Dazar. But ultimately, it's going to split. What's the Shakla Vatariya? So he says the Shakla Vatariya was the Yidden at that point, that moment. Do they have a din of a Yisrael, or do they have a din of a Benayach? Right? The Mishloah Melech's famous Chakira. Do they have a din of a Yisrael, or do they have a din of a Benayach? If they have a din of a Yisrael, then they're not allowed to be over the Shituf. But if they have a din of a Benayach, then they are allowed to be over the Shituf. And knows this is Mamuch, what's going on over. Oh, but the Shach says Mefurish. If they have a din of a Benayach, there's no problem of Alolu Oivde Avodah Zarah, Alolu Oivde Avodah Zarah, because Mitzrayim is Matahava Hava, they did tshuva already. Elamai, they have the Pesel Micha, so it's very good they have the Pesel Micha, but they're still being Oivet Hashem, so it's Avodah Hashem B'Shito, and says the Shach, Avifel there Ben Oich, there's no problem. That's the whole Shach Levitai, that's this big machloikis that's going on in the celestial world. Whether this should be an issue, this shouldn't be an issue. In other words, the Shach Shita seems to be that what? That it's Mutter for Ben Oich to be Oivet B'Shitov. Now this is gewaldig, you know why? Because if you remember the first raid bite that we did on this, after all the raid we spoke out that the Shach says in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he brings mefurish the psak of the Rama in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, not in the laws of Hashem Aliyim Achem Lo Yisaskiru Lo Yisham Al Picha. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Shach says mefurish, couldn't be more mefurish. The Shach says mefurish that Bnei Noach and Amuzra Al Hashitov regarding different halachas of Avodah Zarah. So it's mefurish that the sheet of the Shach was that a Benoyach is not Muzer al Shitov. And if that's the case, it's the Shach L'Shitasai. Stating that, after all this raid, I don't know L'Shitasai's anymore. Why? Because you see, the Chassam Sofer held like the Miltstocker, and like the Veshav HaKoyen, and he held like Reb Kiva Eger, and he held like the Prima Gadim, and he held like Reb Shmuel Landau, and he held like the Shara Freim, right? He held like all those G'dayli Achreinim, that what? That really Benoyach is Muzer al Shitov. But when it comes to Drush and all the Drushes of the Chassam Sofer, the Benoyach is not Muzer al Shitov. So this is a mamish, a classic example of Ein Meshivan al Adrush. But the bottom line is that at first glance, this Shach would seem to be L'Shitasai. Again, Ruba de Ruba, what we spoke about now, I heard from Hagoyim Ramosha Shlomiak. Well, we're going to stop here.